Top Senate Republicans are calling for ultra-conservative Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore, known as the Ten Commandment Judge when he was one, to drop out of the current race to fill Attorney General Jeff Sessions' Senate seat in Alabama if explosive new allegations against him are true. The Washington Post reported this afternoon that when Moore was a 32-year-old assistant district attorney, he had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl. Three other women have also made accusations. Andrew Yeager is with NPR member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. And we should first note that this conversation may only be for mature ears. But Andrew, tell us what this now 53-year-old woman, Lee Korfman, is saying happened when she was 14.
So this was 1979 when Roy Moore was an assistant district attorney in Alabama. And basically she says that Moore chatted her up outside of the county courthouse. He asked for her number. They later met up. And she says during one encounter, Moore drove her to his home in the woods. He left the room. He reappeared in just his underwear. And then he took off her shirt, her pants, and initiated kissing and touched her through her underwear. According to the Washington Post, she says he did not force herself on her. And also she became uncomfortable. And when she said she wanted to go home, Moore did comply and take her home.
Well, and the Post spoke with three other women, and it looks as if they've been doing this reporting for quite some time. They found childhood friends of Lee Korfman. They talked to these other three women who made different kinds of allegations about inappropriate behavior between them and, 16 to 18 years old and this 32-year-old. The age of consent in Alabama is 16. And you have the 14-year-old or the accusation of something happening when a girl was 14. If these allegations are true, this would be sexual abuse in the second degree and a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison. What's the Moore campaign saying?
Well, Moore's campaign is vehemently denying the allegations. They issued a statement shortly after the Post report came out saying the allegations are completely false and a desperate political attack by Democrats and the Post. And that's that's what they're saying.
Well, and you have people like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair, Senator Cory Gardner, both saying if the allegations are true, he should step down. Senator John McCain isn't even waiting for the if they are true. He is saying he should step down. But what happens? The candidate he beat in the primary, Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange, who President Trump backed, can he run as a write-in?
Well, as far as I know, yeah, he could run as a write-in. Anyone else could run as a write-in. There's nothing preventing someone from running a run-in campaign during the special election that's coming up in December.
Now, what are people there saying, Andrew?
Well, it's just broke today. Mm-hmm. So just the initial reaction is, at least among political leaders, is very much along the lines of the national folks, as in, if this is true, he should step aside or he doesn't belong in the Senate. It'll be interesting to watch to see how that how the opinion trickles down into the voters.
Right, as people begin to read. Well, Alabama law prohibits a candidate from withdrawing from race within 76 days of Election Day. So, he's expected to remain on the ballot, but we will watch this to see what happens. Andrew Yeager from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, on these explosive new allegations against Roy Moore. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.